Unwilling to depart from examples of the most revered authority, I avail myself of the occasion now presented to express the profound impression made on me by the call of my country to the station, to the duties of which I am about to pledge myself by the most solemn of sanctions. So distinguished a mark of confidence, proceeding from the deliberate and tranquil suffrage of a free and virtuous nation, would under any circumstances have commanded my gratitude and devotion, as well as filled me with an awful sense of the trust to be assumed. Under the various circumstances which give peculiar solemnity to the existing period, I feel that both the honor and the responsibility allotted to me are inexpressibly enhanced. To cherish peace and friendly intercourse with all nations having correspondent dispositions, to maintain sincere neutrality toward belligerent nations, to prefer in all cases amicable discussion and reasonable accommodation of differences to a decision of them by an appeal to arms, to exclude foreign intrigues and foreign partialities, so degrading to all countries and so baneful to free ones, to foster a spirit of independence too just to invade the rights of others, too proud to surrender our own, too liberal to indulge unworthy prejudices ourselves, and too elevated not to look down upon them in others, to hold the union of the states as the basis of their peace and happiness, to support the Constitution, which is the cement of the Union, as well in its limitations as in its authorities, to respect the rights and authorities reserved to the states and to the people as equally incorporated with and essential to the success of the general system, to avoid the slightest interference with the right of conscience or the functions of religion, so wisely exempted from civil jurisdiction, to preserve in their full energy the other salutary provisions in behalf of private and personal rights and of the freedom of the press, to observe economy in public expenditures, to liberate the public resources by an honorable discharge of the public debts, to keep within the requisite limits a standing military force, always remembering that an armed and trained militia is the firmest bulwark of republics, that without standing armies their liberty can never be in danger, nor with large ones safe, to promote by authorized means improvements friendly to agriculture, to manufactures, and to external as well as internal commerce, to favor in like manner the advancement of science and the diffusion of information as the best aliment to true liberty, to carry on the benevolent plans which have been so meritoriously applied to the conversion of our aboriginal neighbors from the degradation and wretchedness of savage life to a participation of the improvements of which the human mind and manners are susceptible in a civilized state. As far as sentiments and intentions such as these can aid the fulfillment of my duty, they will be a resource which cannot fail me. It is my good fortune, moreover, to have the path in which I am to tread lighted by examples of illustrious services successfully rendered in the most trying difficulties by those who have marched before me. Of those of my immediate predecessor, it might least become me here to speak. I may, however, be pardoned for not suppressing the sympathy with which my heart is full in the rich reward he enjoys in the benedictions of a beloved country, gratefully bestowed or exalted talents zealously devoted through a long career to the advancement of its highest interest and happiness.